back, 1570 AM WNST, home of the Dennis Colazzo Show. Our next guest is Nestor Aparicio. Nestor, welcome in.
Dennis, how are you? Happy pre-Thanksgiving, no football game, but we'll have a game on Sunday. How about maybe not. I don't know.
Hey, for guys our age, and I don't know how you roll, but me, I've got to get up early the next day. I'm okay with the 1 o'clock Sunday game. I'm more than fine with it.
Well, I mean, you and I discussed this earlier in the week. I mean, Black Friday's a big day over Coons Ford Security Boulevard.
It is.
Look, Thanksgiving's a big night for everybody. It's a big night for the league. Money, programming, you know. I said maybe they could show, the Ravens have played the Steelers, 50 times, right, over the 25 years. Maybe they could show one of the historic games, but just needs to be one where we won. You know what I mean? I don't even know which one that is. We didn't win many. We knocked them out of the playoffs a couple years ago. But let's show one of those. If I'm going to rethink a Baltimore-Pittsburgh thing, let's do that.
Nothing wrong with that. They can show the best of, right? I mean, the confrontations, the big hits, the big plays, a collection of the greatest plays and moments from those the best rivalry in the NFL. It's still there. These organizations still have a hateful respect for each other, right? So anytime they play, anything can happen, and it usually does.
Well, the picture of Ray Lewis's knee on the, breastplate of Ben Roethlisberger. And look, man, we're in trouble, right? I mean, all kidding aside, Thanksgiving, the game, the season, where the team is, all these dirty tests again today. We've spent a lot of time talking about what happens when they test dirty and what would the breaking point be? What would make them move a Thanksgiving night game, which literally, I mean, Bill Cole and I were together early this morning predicting they would never move it. So they've already moved it. And now what would happen? What would have to happen for them to not play the game on Sunday? I really don't know. How many positive tests? At what point do the Ravens say we can't field a National Football League team on Sunday? And when that happens, maybe it won't happen to the Ravens this week, but at some point, it's starting to compromise the integrity of a fair outcome. When Vegas can't set a line on it, maybe the game shouldn't be played.
Well, I had to defer to the practice squad just to see what offensive linemen were available for this game. And I started looking at names like R.J. Prince, who was a nice guy who I met at the Castle. And, but the average fan hasn't even heard of, right? So they're down to stems and seeds when it comes to the offensive line.
Well, that's where they are. And how are you going to go and play a real NFL game in these conditions where we have an injury that's contagious, right? And this isn't because it's the Ravens. We talked about this all year long in every case. And I have been the guy saying they better be thinking about a bubble in January if they want to get to the finish line. And I've been the one saying, hey, they better not be the one out of the four teams that don't crown a champion this year because they've been too sloppy. And I don't – look, it's a virus. It's not anybody's fault when you get it. I mean, maybe you could be a little bit more, staying away from people, whatever it is. But if you have children, I don't know how Calais Campbell got it. I don't know how Matt Skur and Patrick McCary got it. I just know that if we're going to play a game on Sunday without those guys – is it really a fair game? And I saw the Steelers were all up in arms. We didn't play the game on Thursday night. These idiots. If it was their team, they wouldn't feel the same way. It's all nice. You're beating on your chest when you're undefeated and it hasn't run into your locker room. But this is – it's a plague. And I just don't know where the plank is for where the league would say, oh, you got 15 guys. You have 20. How many starters out will mean that they won't play on Sunday? And I don't know that they've ever had a real hold on that.
Well, I think it's a real good recommendation by you for the league to have a bubble for the playoffs, right? That way you ensure fairness. And, who wants to see the star quarterback with COVID and being out in a game of that significance that you can't get back? There is no makeup game in that situation.
Well, there's no makeup week now, right? One of the reasons they would say we can't move the game is because they have nowhere to move it, right? Like, they did not account for this. And then the Ravens have a game against the Cowboys next Thursday night. Like, so if Patrick McCary's not clean today, how's he going to be clean 8 days from now?
Like, yeah, he's not. I mean, yeah, all these players are going to miss two games, right? That doesn't change the equation for the Ravens.
Well, and I don't think they're going to move the Dallas game next Thursday to Sunday and tell somebody else they have to go play on Thursday. So what? The league's not going to have Thursday games back-to-back because the Ravens were dirty? At some point, they're going to say, and they're already saying, screw the Ravens. Yeah, we screw their season up. Let's not screw the Steelers or anybody else. We don't screw 31 teams up. You guys pee dirty, you pay the price. Go out and play, you know, see if you can get Mike Flynn to come down here, Edwin Mulitalo, get the Marshall Yonda off the pig farm. I don't know. But when you go into these games and it's messing with the credibility of the product. You know, you wouldn't sell somebody a car and say, well, it's got three tires on it, but, you know, it still runs. Just go take it for a ride. You wouldn't do that. The league is trying to sell us a car with three tires right now.
Well, we also don't pay to you know, I'm saying this respectfully. We don't pay to watch backups, right? We pay to watch the starters. To your point, we want the brand, the shield, what we pay for it, and that's been compromised. But we knew this going into the season, Nestor, because you were beating the table much harder than anybody else that I know, that this is not a really good idea.
I don't know if it's a good – I'll say this, and this is, you know, all politics aside, one way or another, this is science, right? And I've been very much on this as we are going into this really dark period where tens and hundreds of thousands of people every day are getting diagnosed with this. Many, many are going to be fine and survive. Others are not. And I think every scientist told us all about this in February and March. I remember reading stories back in April and May about bubbles, right? And I know a guy that got the bubble message. Adam Silver got the bubble message, right? And the NHL, they got the bubble message. Baseball didn't. They got the bubble message when it mattered, right? When it was time to play playoff games, they're playing them in San Diego and Arlington, and they, you know, they locked down, and they got the science part of this. Many Americans didn't get the science. Many politicians, many business, a lot of people didn't understand the science of this. But the science has never lied. The science has never waned, and the science has never been wrong. Everything every smart person wrote on Twitter, you know, you saw them on talking head shows back in February, March. If we didn't contain this, it was going to come back, what the cost was going to be, what it was going to look like. Nobody really understood what it was going to do to the economy. But the economy of the NFL is where we are right now. The NFL cares about making money. The side of it that's creeped me out is, like, right now the Maryland basketball team's dribbling around against Old Dominion. You know, I saw it on my timeline. Yeah. And I'm like, what are they doing? What are they doing? What are they doing? What's college sports doing? You know, a friend of mine today that lives down in Arkansas, and he wrote on his Facebook page about college football sort of being flagrantly out in the open in how they've dealt with this, you know, all along the way, that, yeah, come on in, and we'll see how it goes, and we'll make our money, and we'll get our Notre Dame games in and all of that. And I wrote that it's just this is really where college sports has been exposed as a grift. Student athletes, we're deeply concerned about the health of everyone involved. No, they're not. They want to get the game in. And I guess what's really been crazy is how much revenue the Ohio State University gets out of playing these games, because they shouldn't be playing them, but there's so much money that funds, I guess, professors getting paid at the end of the day, or the campus functioning, that there's so much money in sports that it over-defines what an educational institution's supposed to be about. And in the middle of a plague, I don't think it's been any more clear than here. Look, the NFL's a business. They're trying to make money. They're trying to get the post. Their players are trying to feed their. I get all of that. And I didn't say it wasn't a good idea. I just think it's going to be very hard to complete with integrity. That's what I said. I said in August, it's going to be very difficult to complete it with integrity. I don't know that college football was ever looking for integrity, right? I don't know that they ever really thought they had a real season. What they have is an exhibition. You know, that maybe some weeks they play the games and other weeks they don't. That's not a real season. It's not a real bowl season. It's not a real top 25. That was about making money so Dabo could get paid. Now, the NFL, it's about making money, but it is a business. So I don't, you know, I see what they're trying to do. I just know that they've been sloppier about doing it than they should be. That's all. And I don't know that there was any way to make it unsloppy, because people are going home to their kids, their families. You know, all these players are going home to that. They're going out and getting food. They're stopping and pumping gas. They're living normal lives. And there's so much money at stake that I don't know what it costs the NFL to not play the game tomorrow night. I know they would rather not. They would rather play the game, right? I mean, I don't know what the real cost is, but it's more than the NFL wanted to kick the season aside or this weekend's game aside, because they're going to play this game Sunday now, right? Like, the Ravens have no chance to win. The Ravens barely have a chance to field a team at this point, but they're going to play the game.
Well, you know, I see a tweet by Derek Wolfe, and I like Derek Wolfe a lot, but, you know, he said player safety, what a joke. But, I mean, in all fairness, the players, some players opted out, and the NFLPA didn't make a big stink about concerns, right? They initially said a couple things, smoke and mirrors, for the optics to be good, but look, it's never been about players' health or player safety, has it?
No, well, with Calais Campbell. I mean, Calais Campbell has asthma, right? I mean, and he is compromised and was on the record in August saying he was taking a chance, and now he's been diagnosed. And, you know, my wife hasn't felt well today, you know, full story. You know, my wife's compromised, you know, and I had her taking her temperature because I'm like, hey, man, you pumped gas the other day. You went out of the house, right? You brought mail in. Hell do I know? I mean, it's a virus. I don't understand the science of it. I respect the science of it, right? So I'll never understand how this pathogen works. You know, I mean, it's beyond my pay grade. I don't know how the radio station you're broadcasting off of right now, if you had to ask me how that tower works, I don't know how it works. I just respect how it works, you know? And that's where I am with this virus. I respect it, and I knew the power of it, and I did a lot of reading on it, and a lot of other people did a lot of reading on it, and Adam Silver did a lot of reading on it, listened to a lot of scientists, and decided we should all gather in Orlando if we want to make our money.
Yeah.
If we want to make our money.
Bottom line is, Nestor, you don't want to get it. That's the whole. Look, I have friends who, and you have friends who've had it, and some have mild cases of it, and some have. You just don't want to get it. You don't want to compromise your immune system because you also don't know if you happen to survive it, what the long-term ill effects are going to be on your body.
I don't want to find out. You know, I have found out what my wife running into burning buildings in 9/11, you know, I mean, she went down there on September 13th and, you know, 14 years later contracted a leukemia in a way, you know, like she didn't know, you know, I mean, she didn't know, you know what I mean? Like there's no science, but what happens down the line? It's a good thing she didn't know. She might have been living with it those 13 years, thinking, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? And I would think for everybody that's had COVID in the aftermath of this, and we've seen this with, you know, all sorts of breathing issues, heart issues, irregularities, you know, immune system compromised, that I hope Calais Campbell's okay. He seems like just a tremendous human being, a good man, and, you know, I don't know what this does to compromise people, but I know it's even worse for him than whatever it is for anyone else.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Nestor, I want to wish you and your family a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving, and stay well and be well.
Yeah, my wife, I told her she didn't feel great today. She's okay. She had a little headache. But we started boiling up the brine today, okay? So we're gonna take care of the bird, and we're going to get all that ready. We got some pumpkin pie. True story, Dennis, I already got into the pumpkin pie. I brought it home on Monday night. I took one look at it. I said, I'm going to wait until Thursday. It looks pretty good right now. So I've had a couple slices of pumpkin pie. I got my Taharka pumpkin pie latte ice cream here ready to go, too. So I'm ready. I was ready for the game tomorrow night. But, you know, we'll do what we've always done. We'll have the Lions and the Cowboys. How about that?
Let me rewind a second. Taharka pumpkin latte. What did you just say? What is that?
Do you like pumpkin pie?
I like Taharka ice cream, first of all, and I love pumpkin pie.
Okay, so here's what we're doing. Beginning tomorrow, you actually do it now. Baltimore positive is the keyword that will save you $15.70 on a $56 order. So for $40.30, they're going to deliver 8 delicious pints. They currently have 27 flavors that you can pick from. If I had to pick 8 flavors of Taharka right now, I would tell you right off the bat, you want Honey Graham. You absolutely want the pistachio. Okay, so those are two that have to go. They're sort of iconically awesome. The caramel apple crisp, just tried it. Very unique. I would do it. But for me, the best flavor that I've ever tasted of theirs, and I bragged on a lot of flavors. It's a new one. I had cookie dough last night. It's delicious. The best flavor is the sweet potato crumble. So you have to have the sweet potato crumble and the pumpkin spice latte. Those are my two favorite. I love the eggnog, too. But you want to get the sweet potato crumble. Do not get that.
They'll deliver it to you?
They deliver it to your door. Hey, every zip code in the Baltimore area, and at certain days, you have to take delivery on the day they're in your county or you're in your city. But just go up to Harkins. You can go to any of our social media. Home delivery. Click on home delivery, and then you pick your flavors. And at the end, you just put the code in, Baltimore Positive. It knocks $15, $15.70 off, and they will deliver. And the later you take delivery, the more seasonal flavors you'll have access to, right? So, like eggnog, they're not making the eggnog till next week. You can't have the eggnog this week, but you can order it. I believe it's after December 9th they're making the eggnog. They're, you know, they're a small business. They create things like Ford creates automobiles. You know, certain things come out, and right now we're seasonal. They have a peppermint bark that I have not tried that sounds phenomenal.
As soon as I'm off the air, I'm logging on and placing my order.
Sweet potato crumble. It's an S. It's down at the bottom of the alphabet. Don't pick 8 before you get to it, all right?
Done. Done. Done and done. Thanks again, Nestor. Stay well. I'm my best you and Jen. Hopefully she feels better.
Gobble, gobble. Let's go beat the Steelers Sunday.
Let's go. There he goes. Nestor J. Aparicio here on 1570 AM WNST. We'll take a quick break. Come back in 45 seconds.